anything that carries the Porsche crest will feature the excellent quality that is synonymous with Porsche.
This is Inside E, the Porsche Formula E podcast.
Hello and welcome to Inside E, the latest Porsche Formula E podcast, as we go behind the scenes and give you an exclusive insight into the team and Porsche. So, who's in the spotlight this time around? Well, I'm delighted to be joined by one very special guest, Dr. Michael Steiner, member of the Executive Board Research and Development of Porsche. A warm welcome, Dr. Steiner.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for having me.
Now, if we look back at your career, you joined Porsche in 2002 as Vice President of Innovation Concepts, but you've held leading positions in the Porsche Development Center in Weissach for 14 years before stepping into the role as member of the Executive Board Research and Development in 2016. So, Dr. Steiner, we have many interesting topics to discuss today. But first of all, perhaps you can give our listeners an idea of what a member of the Executive Board Research and Development is responsible for.
Of course, with pleasure. As a member of the Executive Board for Research and Development, I'm responsible for the development of all Porsche sports cars. That does include all Porsche Motorsport, involving activities on racetrack, including GT sports cars, as well as the Formula E. Generally speaking, the aim is clearly defined, fusing Porsche's traditional genes with the technologies of tomorrow. Electrification, digitalization, and connectivity play a major role for our development teams. The development and introduction of the first fully battery electric sports car from Zuffenhausen, the new Porsche Taycan, marked for us the beginning of a new era.
Now, the automotive industry is transforming so quickly. So how does Porsche handle that transformation?
It is no secret that the transformation of the automotive industry represents a real challenge. But we rather see the opportunities here for Porsche. Porsche always was and still is continuing to develop. And we are linking our past to the future with every single model we develop. Together with our employees, we are continuously driving this transformation toward in a positive sense. Porsche has always remained Porsche, but it has constantly embraced change.
Now, Dr. Steiner, can you give our listeners an idea of how the future strategy of Porsche will look like?
Shaping the future of sports cars is the theme of our strategy 2025. And at the heart of the strategy is our future product portfolio. The sports car of the future will blend history and values of the Porsche brand with innovative technologies of the future. And at the same time, we will ensure sustainability. In achieving these topics, such as electromobility, digitalization, and connectivity, will play an important role. And embracing these topics will allow us to shape the exclusive and sporty mobility of tomorrow. We are already on our way towards rethinking dynamic mobility, and we want to excite our customers with our products and services. Nevertheless, with all the innovations and modifications in front of us, one thing remains constant. Anything that carries the Porsche crest will feature the excellent quality that is synonymous with Porsche.
Dr. Steiner, I'd like to talk to you about electric mobility solutions, of course, the future product portfolio of Porsche, because I gather that Ferdinand Porsche thought about this a long, long time ago.
Yes, this is correct. At Porsche, hybrid and electric technology indeed began to be developed more than a century ago. Ferdinand Porsche was keen on the subject of electricity from a young age. This journey began exactly in 1898 and has shaped Porsche's technology for the future. More than 100 years later, this idea of electric mobility was resurrected. With the development of lithium-ion batteries suitable for use in vehicles and even more stringent legal requirements for CO2, the focus turned once more to electric drive systems. So with the Cayenne S Hybrid in 2010, already 10 years ago, Porsche paved the way for electromobility in the company. And in 2013, the Panamera S E-Hybrid once again led the way in the segment as the world's first plug-in hybrid.
Now, at the International Motor Show back in 2015, Porsche offered, with the Mission E prototype, a preview of a vehicle that will be a genuine Porsche and a fully-fledged alternative to vehicles with a combustion engine. So I'd like to discuss, Dr. Steiner, just how significant that event was.
This was really a significant event for Porsche and me in person as well. The International Motor Show in 2015 in Frankfurt, the world premiere of the first battery-powered four-seat concept car from Porsche took place, and there was a huge crowd. It was a logical step forward from plug-in to fully electric. When it comes to electrification, the focus is on the contrasting pairs of innovation and tradition, and performance and suitability for everyday use. In addition to costs, the most critical factors for the breakthrough for electric mobility are range and availability of sufficient charging infrastructure. Porsche put its focus on the right strategic steps and on investing in electric mobility. Some examples include the Fast Charge Research Project, in which we are still investing in ultra-high power charging technology, which the aim to charge future electric vehicles as quickly as filling up with fuel today. Even faster than the current Taycan is our target. Another important project involves the development of a high-performance charging infrastructure from Ionity in Europe. This is a joint venture from Porsche and Audi for the Volkswagen Group, as well as BMW, Daimler, Ford and Hyundai.
And of course, with the launch of the Porsche Taycan back in September 2019, Porsche made its future of electric mobility official. Another milestone, Dr. Steiner.
Yeah, the world premiere of the Taycan, the first fully electric Porsche sports car, on the 4th of September 2019, marked indeed the beginning of a new era. The four-door sport saloon is a unique package, offering typical Porsche performance and connectivity with everyday usability. At the same time, highly advanced production methods and the features of the new Taycan are setting new standards in the field of sustainability and digitalization. The models in the new series are the Taycan Turbo, the Taycan Turbo S, and the Taycan 4S. By 2024, Porsche will have invested $10 billion in electrifying and digitalizing its vehicles. Furthermore, one in two Porsche could have electric or hybrid drive by 2025.
Well, it's incredibly exciting times for Porsche, but what would you say makes the Taycan so special?
First, the Taycan is the first production vehicle with a system voltage of 800 volts instead of the usual 400 volts, the kind of industry standard for electric cars today. This is a particular advantage for Taycan drivers on the road. In just over 5 minutes, the battery can be recharged using direct current from the high power charging network for an additional range of up to 100 kilometers. The flagship Turbo S version of the Taycan can generate up to 560 kilowatts over boost power in combination with launch control, and the Taycan Turbo up to 500 kilowatts. For example, the Taycan Turbo S accelerates from 0 to 100 in 2.8 seconds, while the Taycan Turbo completes the same sprint in 3.2 seconds. The Turbo S has a range of 412 kilometers and the Turbo has a range of up to 450 kilometers. And the top speed of both all-wheel drive models is 260 kilometers per hour.
And Dr. Steiner, perhaps you can let our listeners know which Porsche model will be the next fully electric sports car.
After the Taycan and its derivatives, like the Taycan Cross Turismo, will be launched soon. And the next generation of fully electric vehicles will be led by the Macan, which will be a fully electric series as well. This will be the first all-electric compact sport utility car from Porsche and is due to roll off the assembly line in just a few years.
Well, very exciting indeed. Now, we have to talk about motorsport, as motorsport has always played such a key role in the development for future production models. Was that also the case for the development of the Taycan?
Motorsport has always been the driving force behind the series development and production. When it comes to hybrid technology and, as a consequence, to e-powertrain technology, racing and series production cars have been profiting from each other at Porsche for about a decade. The 911 GT3R hybrid that was racing in 2010 was Porsche's first hybrid race car. And this influenced the development of the 918 Spyder. The 918 partly formed the basis for the 919 hybrid race car, which in turn influenced the development of the Taycan, the 800-volt technology as its most prominent innovation.
Now, Dr. Steiner, we must talk about Porsche's pedigree in motorsport because it is incredibly impressive. Especially most recently in the FIA World Endurance Championship, with the hybrid 919 era winning the world titles in both the driver and team championships for 3 years in a row from 2015 to 2017. But of course, with the entry into Formula E, Porsche embarked on a new journey.
Exactly. Entering Formula E in the 2019-2020 season with the TAG Heuer Porsche Formula E team is part of the Porsche 2025 strategy. Presence and success in motorsport with electric-powered racing cars form an important part of our Mission E. Formula E is currently the most competitive environment for advancing the development of high-performance cars in terms of eco-friendliness, efficiency, energy consumption, and sustainability. As part of its involvement in Formula E, Porsche continues its success story that started in 2010 in the era of hybrid and e-drive technology in motorsport.
So how would you assess Porsche's Formula E journey so far?
Porsche's road to Formula E started in July 2017, when we announced that we planned to enter Formula E in 2019. The objective in our rookie season was a podium, and we already achieved that in the first race with André Lotterer finishing in second place. That was really a surprise, also for us. Of course, the pole position in Mexico City was another headlight. Generally speaking, the concentration of 10 manufacturers is higher than any other race series, which makes it a great challenge. So far, we are delighted about our journey in Formula E.
Yes, it really is such an exciting series. But does Porsche see Formula E as a research laboratory for series production electric vehicles, would you say?
Yes, Porsche expects its involvement to Formula E to result in synergy effects and vital inspiration for future production models. Therefore, we will have valuable input for our future series production models from Formula E, just as with the LMP1 program. The challenge is to achieve maximum efficiency in utilization of the available energy in the battery through the hardware, software, and manual and intelligent management by the driver. The task at the racetrack and on the road are therefore quite similar.
Now, Dr. Steiner, I'm intrigued to get your thoughts. What exactly is the relationship between Formula E and electric production cars?
The development of key technologies such as electric motor, inverter, gearbox, cooling system, cooling management, as well as energy management are in the spotlight. Another focus lies on energy efficiency, as hardware and software are in line with the challenges we face for road cars development, just in the same way like on the racetrack.
Dr. Steiner, would Porsche welcome more technological freedom, also in terms of its own battery technology and Formula E? Would you welcome that?
Generally, we support the technical regulation of Formula E. For us, it is important that the DNA of Formula E is retained. The development of high-performance cars in terms of eco-friendliness, efficiency, energy consumption, and sustainability is the top priority here. The powertrain, as well as the transfer of technology from Formula E car to series production, plays a key role. The all-weather tires and uniform chassis and aerodynamics are an advantage in terms of cost control. In terms of battery development, there would be advantages such as the potential effect of competition as a boost of innovation, which is part of Porsche's DNA. However, a disadvantage could be that the era of battery development might damage Formula E by potentially driving up costs and distorting the competition. Excellent teams, for example, could not stand a chance due to not having the best battery manufacturer on board. So finally, this is a question of competition and innovation, but also cost control.
And how could the future then of motorsport look like?
Porsche expects that in near future, different types of drive technology like combustion engine cars, hybrids and fully electric vehicles will continue to coexist in motorsports as well as on the road.
Therefore, I'll also ask you the question, how could the future of electric mobility and mobility in general look like?
I don't know what it will look like in generally for the whole industry, as demands are very different here. But I have a pretty clear idea if it comes to Porsche. We think that our customers still love to drive their cars themselves, no matter if those are fully electric, hybrid, or combustion engine powered. Autonomous driving might play an increased role in urban traffic jams, however, in trying to improve these capabilities on the racetrack. That's why we focus on development of Porsche-specific offers if it comes to digitalization. Our Track Precision app is a good example in that respect. Nevertheless, for Porsche, the driver will always be the main focus.
Well, Dr. Steiner, it's been an absolutely fascinating discussion. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you today. So many thanks for joining me on Inside E.
Thank you.
If you'd like more information, follow Porsche Formula E on Twitter and Instagram, or visit the Porsche newsroom. See you next time.
Inside E, Porsche Formula E podcast.